get it. Let's bring the Twitter into real life. You know, let's all have a really good.
Let's not
I know it's halfway
that,
through the
actually.
Year. But let's do a New Year's resolution this June and July to promise to act in real life the way we all do on Twitter. I think it would be a really fun social experiment, just walking up to people and telling them, like, go outside, touch your ass, asshole. How dare you come into my mentions with this shit?
I'm actually constantly doing that.
Yeah, yeah. I watch someone get, like, pancaked by a car, and I'm like, wow, that guy got BTFO'd, am I right?
Yeah. Ratio, hey. Yeah. People are like, call 911, and you're like, oh, look at the comments. Like, yeah.
Call 911, don't care, also ratio.
Call 911, cuck. Extremely cucked.
Me and like 300 other people show up at the gas station to hoard gas and then head on to the ammo store to hoard ammo. And we're like, yeah, you guys just got ratioed.
Yeah, fucking yeah. Ratioed.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with my group chat.
We got to get back to that level of like epic internet shit, right? Like, you want to stage an insurrection? How about we all Naruto run through the Dick's Sporting Goods and grab a bunch of guns on our way, you know?
Does Dick's Sporting Goods still sell guns?
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
In Michigan,
oh,
they do.
It just depends on the state. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta go to the Bass Pro Shops.
We're gonna Naruto run up the Bass Pro Shops pyramid.
You know what? Actually, that would be an incredibly savvy place to like claim. Like if you know all everything goes to shit, it's the purge, and like you need a place. You know, you and like 50 people, you could take and hold a Bass Pro Shops because it's full of guns.
I don't know. I think
and ammo
be a lot
and
of
survival
want
gear.
That.
There's MREs. There's all sorts of. There's like bucket toilets. Like you
That's
are
true.
Fucking set. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's fishing gear. You just go fishing in the like irradiated oceans and get some bass to kill yourself with.
I feel like it'd be a tough hill to claim because they're probably all of the friends of the like assistant manager is already like claim you know already building
just
a bunker
shoot
underneath
them.
The store.
It's a Bass Pro, it's a Bass Pro Shops is basically like an anarchist autonomous zone.
In this hypothetical, I'm the assistant manager of a Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know that you're not
the zombie apocalypse, the communist zombie apocalypse, where there's simultaneously a communist revolution and a zombie apocalypse going on. Is the one day I finally, I'm like, I untuck my shirt and I'm like, let's get down to business.
Communists living in dystopia will literally be like, I know a place, and then take you to Bass Pro Shops.
Bass Pro Shop is awesome.
I'm hearing so much about Bass Pro Shops. I want to know when we're going to upgrade to Billy Big Mouth Bass Pro Shops. You know what I mean?
When that thing opens up. I like to think that thing opens up on the top, right? Like a fucking Death Star. Like
or maybe the top
floats up into the air like the fucking Eye of Horus, and it's like some Illuminati shit, and that's like a weapons platform that can fucking like it reflects light like a prism to like
I bet
toast
it's like
you
the Luxor.
like a light LRAD from like 700 meters away or something.
Conspiracy theorists have been spending too much time thinking about little St. James Island and not thinking about the big Bass Pro Shops pyramid. Am I right?
People are always saying, like, look, there's no just secret room where everyone meets and it's filled with smoke and they plan everything. Have you seen this fucking pyramid? It's clearly they're trying to do misdirection. You're supposed to walk by it and be like, that looks too much like the cover of a David Icke book with like a lizard man on it. That can't be where they're all meeting. And the Illuminati is like, they'll never figure it out.
That's where the Bilderberg group
never
meets.
Know.
People think it's like under the Denver airport or whatever. It's fucking not.
Do the people think that?
Going up to the employee at the Bass Pro Shops and asking if you can have some cheese pizza. Yeah. Blowing Pizzagate wide open because you realize that it's actually happening at,
have you ever
at
seen
the
that?
Illuminati Bass Pro Shops.
He's just like, right this way, sir. And then you realize all you have to do is ask for cheese pizza and they take you down the secret elevator. Just no one thinks to do that at a Bass Pro Shop.
Do you remember that video, Todd, that was going around Twitter where it was like a guy at a gun store and he's like wearing a weird like ladies bracelet, but he's like, did you serve in the, like, who was your commander? And like asking this guy at the gun store and then
no,
he like
I don't
salutes
remember that.
Him. Oh man, it was good. But I'm just imagining that guy going up to the like pimpled faced guy at Bass Pro Shop and being like, who is your direct report? I'd like to see the cheese pizza.
Walking up to the guy in the Bass Pro Shops being like, who do you serve? And being like, 4chan gold account, sir.
Now, we're talking a lot of shit on Bass Pro Shops, but if you're listening to this episode and you'd like 15% off at checkout at Bass Pro Shops, use code Beep Beep. Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I'm tired of going to Bass Pro Shops. I want to know when I can go to a Gas, Grass, or Ass Pro Shop. You know what I'm talking about?
Nice. Well, John, I think they have Ass Pro Shops. They're called strip clubs.
Yeah, but I love
Grass and Gas Pro Shops now.
I used to love Bass Pro Shop. I used to go there probably once a week.
You loved eating the last
one? We didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
We didn't even have one. I had to go to Dick's Sporting Goods and listen to me and my friends tell the same joke about Dick's Sporting Goods like 1,000 times.
Wait, Bryn, why were you going to Bass Pro Shops every week? Like, I love Bass Pro Shops, but I don't need something there every week.
She had bass to catch.
Yeah, well, I definitely like to fish, and I like to go there to get the one in North Carolina sold ammo, so I'd get ammo.
Yeah,
nice.
Sometimes cool. You need shoes for hiking.
Every week you need new shoes?
No, but I would go there for
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Honestly, you could, if you waited in line, you could fish in Bass Pro Shop.
Where? And they have like tanks?
No, they have the huge lake
the big
inside.
Ones. Oh my God, I've never been in one.
Yeah, and you can go.
That's absurd.
Oh, you one guys thing, are missing out. It's like Disneyland for like the concept of republicanism. It's great.
One huge pro tip is there's all these YouTube videos now that like X or Y is a scam. And the latest thing is like, oh, beef jerky is a scam, like a massive scam. Mm. It's like, I could have told you that when I was like 12 years old, buying a bag of beef jerky in a comic book and getting mostly air and shitty beef jerky. But the one place in the world, besides Costco, because there's pretty good, but the one place in the world that actually has decent beef jerky is Bass Pro Shops.
That's true. Their beef jerky fucking rocks.
Yeah. I think people would be more ready to realize that so many prepared goods and like other little treats and snacks and stuff are scams if it weren't for the fact that the dude telling you that stuff is a scam usually sounds like this. Hey man, did you know beef jerky is like a scam, dude?
Especially when he's telling you this in a video that's sponsored by Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah, I love the guys that are like, and he was never seen again, and the police launched an investigation, and it's like every sentence ends in an upward inflection, and they're doing like a true crime thing.
Yeah.
But it really just sounds like they're like explaining sacred geometry to you in the back of like a Dodge Econo van that's been painted to have a wizard on the side.
That sounds cool.
Using my 10 years of curating and developing my fake NPR voice to host my new podcast, My Favorite Birder, the only bird watcher watching podcast.
Good morning, birders.
Joe is back. Tell us what you see, Joe. No, go away.
Get a load of this guy's hat. Oh, he's breaking out the telescope. Like, you know, that'd be a good show, honestly. Today on My Favorite Birder, we'll be interviewing Joe and Seth Rogen. No relation.
Today on My Favorite Birder, we're going to be interviewing Bill Cosby, who was let out of jail on good behavior because of his birding hobby.
He loves birding.
He was under the impression that it was a different kind of bird, but now he's just kind of going with it.
Yeah.
I mean, when his friends elbow him and they're like, oh, you old bird dog, you, they mean literally he likes to chase
hunt
after birds that have been shot out of the sky and bring them back in his mouth.
It was all a big misunderstanding. Yeah. But anyway, hello, this is Beep Beep Lettuce. All four of us are here. And today we'll talk about Bill Cosby.
That's
why not? Bill Sometimes Cosby. The universe tosses something under your lap, like Bill Cosby's not in jail anymore.
Yeah,
today on the show, we have a very special guest. It's friend of the show, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
That's right.
Bill.
Here he is. Come on closer to the mic, Bill. What's that? Puddin' Pop? Ah, you did it again, my boy.
He got us. We're owned.
He said it
we're
again.
Owned by Bill.
Yeah, Say the line, Mr. Cosby.
So it was announced this week that Bill Cosby, a famous rapist and also comedian and...
alleged comedian.
Television show. Yeah, alleged comedian.
Bill Cosby. Prove anyone ever laughed at one of his jokes. It's not, it's, you know, people are alleging that.
You
we
weren't
don't
there.
Know.
You've never seen it. It was announced that he was released from prison on like a complication or some sort of
it was a fucking technicality.
It was a technicality. It was basically like somebody's toe was on the blue line when they shouted guilty or something, and it doesn't actually count.
I thought it was I thought it was like some evidence that the prosecutor said would be dismissed in the in like a plea deal got used to convict him. Is that anybody but Bill Cosby? Like that, you know,
right.
That's like an abuse of the criminal justice system putting like that happens to like somebody who sold like a gram of weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. They say this all the time.
Yeah.
But they don't get out because like their case gets looked at. Bill Cosby, when he gets put in jail on a technicality, he also gets out on a technicality because he's a millionaire with lawyers. You know what I'm talking about?
And also, like the thing that the prosecution said wouldn't be used in the case, there's not actually any written or permanent record of that claim. It is just people involved with the case saying that they heard him say that. So
yeah, that part of it is insane.
Completely fake. Yeah.
That they don't have any, it's just like, yeah, he told me a decade ago that they wouldn't prosecute me for this if I testified about it or whatever. So now you can't use it against me. Absurd.
And
that's
I just
so
remembered
insane.
Today in the shower.
Oh shit. I should have brought this up during the trial actually, but he told
years
me
ago. Yeah. When Gangnam Style came out, I should have been talking about it.
I mean, look, if I, you know, I've been going on Hotep Twitter a lot and I've been learning a lot, such as the fact that, you know, Bill Cosby is entirely innocent. And this
he
is just
innocent.
This is just another example of the systematic racism inherent in our criminal justice system.
Wait, that he's been released?
No, I mean, just the case in general.
That's like a common opinion held on some corners of the internet. And it's like almost impressively confused because if you said like in this country, there is a system that routinely unjustly imprisons black men, I would be like, yeah, absolutely. Obviously, yeah. And you'd be like, and that's why Bill Cosby was in jail. I'm like, whoa, back up.
Hang on.
I don't think that applies to Bill Cosby the same way it does to, you know, someone who got busted selling a gram of weed or whatever.
You have to wonder though, like people like OJ and Bill Cosby, like I'm sure people like, let's see, Bill Gates have been murdering children and raping people all the time, but they never get charged. So maybe it is.
No, yeah, because if you make a reservation and the concierge writes you down in his Epstein flight logs, you're good. That's like...
Yeah, no, there's no...
That's like a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Above the you're flying above the island. You're above the law.
Yeah.
You're above everything.
So you're saying, like, if you're an elite, you can go to prison, but if you're, like, an elite, you know, like, you have, like, the gold... Diamond Club pass card or whatever, you can do whatever the fuck you want. But if you're like a bottom tier elite, you're taking a serious risk.
Yeah, the cutoff so far in like the examples of history seems to be John McAfee. Like he was rich enough, but just not quite competent enough to get into the club. You know what I mean?
He was a little too crazy. I think he faked his own death.
That'd be funny. I would totally buy it.
I think he thought he was faking his own death, and then the thing he did to fake the death killed him.
He got some kind of poison on Etsy that was like, it will make you look dead for a few days, and then you'll come right back to life. I promise. Also, I'm not liable.
He bought a little vial of something that will like reduce him to a close to death state. But in typical John McAfee fashion, he doesn't know how to take one dose of anything. So he's just popping them all over the place.
I'd better look really dead. Or he's like, oh, this is kind of fun. I feel really sleepy. It kind of feels nice to be almost dead. Try one more.
Just two more and then I'll go to bed.
It's feeling great.
Speaking of being fucking dead. When it rains, it pours. When God opens a door, he opens a window.
Donald
and kills
Cumsfeld.
Donald fucking Rumsfeld.
Donald Cumsmell.
Donald Rumsfeld, architect of the Iraq War, doer of 9/11, just all around. Oh, the signer of the torture memo saying you know, actually, this isn't quite bad enough in the margin of the torture memo.
What was the board?
B- supply that, yourself more next time.
What company did Rumsfeld serve on the board of?
Rand Corporation.
Oh.
Maybe it was a couple of them. Yeah,
he was definitely on the right.
Just an absolutely evil fucking ghoul.
One of the worst people.
Yeah. Basically of old age. So it's like, yeah, I mean, like he's dead. Like rest in piss.
Yeah,
but I mean, like you know,
yeah. He was chairman of Gilead Sciences.
Yeah, exactly. These people get to fucking live out their old age. And it sucks.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, he is awful.
Well, and I saw this thing going around on Twitter. Apparently, everybody already knew this, but that guy Jin Rummy from the Boondocks, the white guy voiced by Samuel L. Jackson, he's based on Donald Rumsfeld, and like a bunch of his lines are like one to one, almost direct quotes of Donald Rumsfeld. And everybody was like making fun of each other on the internet. Like, you didn't know this? Ha, you fucking idiot. How could you not know? And I was like, I don't know, man. I was 15 when I was watching that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I knew who Donald Rumsfeld was when he was in office, but I didn't really know that much about him because I didn't like read a newspaper when I was a teenager.
I did.
I'm going to be honest, like for as politically engaged as I felt like I was in high school, like I barely knew who anybody in government past Dick Cheney was, like straight up. Like,
as the pod's resident Zoom, who was born after 9/11. I have no idea who Donald Rumsfeld is, only that he has a funny name when you say it like Donald Cumsfeld. Cumsmell? Yeah. Is that what we're saying?
Donald Rumsfeld. Is that one of those Burzum albums? Donald Rumsfeld. Is that like a K-pop group? I'm not sure.
Just someone's dad trying to ruin their life. Like, I saw your post about Donald Rumsfeld. Who was that? It was K-pop? One of the actors from your K-dramas, son?
Yeah, and I think who said this? Somebody said today on Twitter that like Donald Rumsfeld hasn't like mattered, and except for just like being a big part of the goddamn like evil empire, like sort of managing it in his old ways, but he doesn't really matter anymore. But like the shit that he's done has just gone on and continued. The fact that we are the effects of what happened in Iraq, invading Iraq for literally no reason.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden dropped a bomb on Iraq like last week.
Yeah,
we're still bombing.
It's still happening.
We're getting ready to pull the Rumsfeld playbook out and go to war with Iran and go to war with Syria and go to war with Iraq again. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take on the whole region, you know, because the Middle East needs to be handled the way Joe Biden handled corn pop, you know?
Yeah, the most important thing to remember when any one of these ghouls die is that, like, he probably retired, like, years ago. But he was replaced. Like there's always going to be a Donald Rumsfeld. There's a Donald Rumsfeld right now. I'm sure if we fucking scrolled through Biden's cabinet, we could point to exactly who's doing that job right now. And there always has been in America.
And it's Pete Buttigieg, everyone.
In the American regime.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, that's O'Rourke.
That's really funny. Like thinking about like Dick Cheney was like a horrific old bald man with gritted teeth who just always looked like he was like really fucking constipated. But like then that gets replaced under like a liberal president with like I don't know, like a woke guy like Pete Buttigieg who like wears cardigans and has like a golden retriever but just does the exact same thing.
Difference when you see like cartoon villains and the one villain is like this obviously evil, like fucking chaotic, kills his own men like Psycho, and then the other guy is like he kills thousands of people but he like wears like a nice button-up shirt and he's polite and he's really charming.
He went to see Hamilton.
The difference between I would have voted for Obama for a third term if I could.
His favorite CD is the In the Heights original soundtrack.
I feel like if you're really going to be like a charming, lawful, evil villain, your favorite band has got to be something like that just isn't relevant. Like OK Go. I feel like that's a band that truly evil person would still listen to.
We need a defense secretary who goes to Harry Potter World and gets sorted by the Sorting Hat.
Well, hey, they have a cool ceremony there where you can go get your wand at the shop. And, you know, if someone's done that, I don't think we should hold it against them.
Yeah, the current Secretary of Defense, to people who don't know, is Lloyd Austin.
Lloyd. Come on, Lloyd.
Who is, you know, a Secretary of Defense. He's... We've talked about him on the show, I think, before. He was...
didn't he just work for Raytheon?
He was on the
Biden
board of Raytheon.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a handsome general.
Oh, yeah, he was a handsome general. And he, you know, he gets glowing little reviews of, like, he said the prosecution of sexual assaults in the military should be taken out of commanders' hands.
This guy you know, rocks. He served on three boards, one of which was Raytheon, of course. The second of which is Tenet Healthcare, which is a company that owns about a bunch of hospitals, healthcare facilities, does like basically just, you know, a money making scam to rob sick people. And then a company called Nucor, which produces steel. So he's got like the big three. He's doing he kills people in war. He heals them, right, with his healthcare, and then he makes steel so he can build more weapons of war to kill more people to send them to his hospitals. It's complete vertical integration. That's who's our Secretary of Defense right now. It rocks.
If he was also on the board of Monsanto, we would he'd have the full the EGOT of murdering JIT people.
Yeah,
look, he's a savvy businessman. Okay, if you're not doing the triple threat of defense, healthcare, and raw fucking iron, then you're not worth jack shit.
Yeah, if you're not rising and grinding and digging iron out of the ground in the morning, and then in the evening, in the afternoon, you serve for Raytheon, and then in the evening you're healing sick people. You're not rising and grinding enough, I don't think.
I mean, what if this world was like 1% more dystopian, and the big like corporate accounts, defense contractors and shit, rise and grind posted like, good morning Raytheon fans. Oh, did you know Raytheon just acquired 9 mom and pop defense contractors today? Hashtag grind, hashtag Monday motivation.
Speaking of defense, earlier this week Florida condo just collapsed. Jury's still out on why. Whether it was just like poor maintenance killing a bunch of people, whether there's a McAfee like angle where he was like, there is a rumor that he was storing some of his like archives of like blackmail materials on famous people either in that building or near there. Anyway, tinfoil hat stuff aside, I thought it was really interesting because there was an article that said the IDF was on scene investigating the condo collapse.
The Israel Defense Forces IDF?
Yeah, not some other IDF, like that IDF. Yes.
Okay. I don't know why they would have been there.
Because they're a branch of the U.S. military. That's what they are. That's why they're there. Like calling in the IDF is the same as calling in the National Guard.
The U.S. military is a subsidiary of the IDF.
That's correct. The IDF is Yum Foods, and the U.S. military is like Taco Bell or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess this is just like if you walk into a Pizza Hut and then you're like, wait, if I like turn left a little bit, I can suddenly order like a bucket of fried chicken. This is really weird. And they're like, oh, no, it's normal. We're just in here too. The IDF is just part of this.
Apparently, there were Israeli nationals that may or may not have been in the building when it collapsed. We still don't know. There's people like tons of people missing. They haven't found a lot of bodies, whatever. On the other hand, it like screams suspicious. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I guess I mean,
I would
the thing
say buildings don't just collapse, but like our entire country's infrastructure is collapsing because we don't take care of it. And everything's built to like the shittiest possible spec, and contractors are constantly screwing people, and then business owners are screwing the people that they sell their shit to. So it's like it is plausible to me that this building could have just collapsed. But I don't know. It's kind of opening my third eye a little bit here.
The building ethics in this country have just gradually deteriorated. It's like builders like fucking 200 years ago would build something and they'd be like, this is going to last until the year 2000. And then like people were building shit in like 1991 and they were like, this is going to last till the year 2000. Like that's where we're at. Like,
yeah, even up until like the 50s and 60s or even the 70s a little bit, construction was pretty good. But the 80s. It was all just like coked up real estate dudes being like, let's make some shit out of cardboard and let's fucking dip.
Yeah, my apartment was constructed in 1999 and I could knock it down with a strong breeze.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
From what I understand about that building is that they mix, it's like a oceanfront thing, and the contractor was saying that, I don't remember where I read this, but I read that they were mixing the concrete with the beach sand rather than actually buying like fine concrete sand.
They didn't like bring in sand.
And that's the theory.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't do that.
That I've heard of why the thing is falling apart.
Seems dumb, yeah. Go, you save $100 a pound on the sand. If you just use the sand that's right there, it's fucking free.
Yeah, there's sand right there. Why would we buy sand? And I believe
what
that
am
is...
am I, a fucking material scientist? Sand is sand.
It's called
what
sand.
I,
it must be
what
sand.
What I believe is that that's not a joke. That's something that really happened, and that's sort of the
Jesus
main theory. It is weird that the IDF was flown into Florida to help. I don't know why that would be. but the
IDF has
a
lot of experience like pulling people out of the rubble of buildings.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are so right.
They do.
I'm not gonna say who knocked the building over, but you know.
Right.
It was
we
the could, IDF.
How could we know?
I hear you.
Yeah. Nobody's
could have been
know.
Hamas.
Yeah. How would they?
Could
know?
Have been the IDF.
Maybe it was the LAPD, like really when they set off that truck full of fireworks and injured 17 people.
Oh my god,
people.
That ruled so much.
Oh wasn't yeah, it, like, I haven't actually watched this.
It was one of those like spheres, like made of like thick metal that they just put like bombs in to contain it. But there were just
it's
so
like
many fireworks. And the other thing is like they just had it in a residential
I just
neighborhood.
Watched the video.
When they do that shit,
they
they're supposed to like go to like a fucking remote parking lot and detonate it.
It's just on a street near people's houses, and they
17 people were injured.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Like people were just walking by, and
they weren't even like warning people.
Off.
I guess.
Incredible. Really,
so, what gender was the baby?
Most of them were most of them were LAPD officers.
Oh, really? Oh, hell yeah!
Yeah,
I didn't even realize that. Why were they standing around the fucking truck?
Because they're fucking morons.
Shouldn't there be one person?
They literally are animals,
incredible.
And they need to be taken out.
I do like to imagine that a bunch of cops lost limbs because of their own incompetence.
I hope so. Yeah,
we don't know that, but it's very possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's that meme where like the cops are standing around the table with the shit they confiscated, except the table is exploding and their like limbs are coming.
Yeah, the other thing still, is like putting their hands down to be like, check it out.
I saw a take that was just like, how is this any more safe than just letting people light them off?
It's not.
You know?
It
like,
seems much
it's
less
not.
Safe.
It's literally not. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, up here in Michigan, people just light up fucking fireworks all the time. I haven't seen one bad thing happen. Although, all of the fire stations have signs out that are like, it is incredibly dry. Do not light fireworks.
Yeah,
I mean, like, pow, 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 all night.
On one hand, I think that it's like, I like fireworks. I think they're fun. And it's our God-given American right to blow shit up for fun while we're drunk. On the other hand,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Like, when it's like every day for a month, my dog gets scared. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to tell somebody not to do fireworks, but like, don't do a little bit every day. Don't like, don't like edge yourself, like save it all up. Fucking, you know, like blow your whole load at once to celebrate America. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
On St. Patrick's
that's fair.
Day.
Cause like, that's cause the best part of the best part of the display is always right at the end when they're just like, do them all, light them as fast as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really
what
everyone's waiting for. No one's like, ooh, 30 seconds apart. That was cool.
Yeah. I mean, there's like, what? There's like 4 days in the US where you're like supposed to light off fireworks, and it's like 4th of July, Labor Day. And
Veterans
then they're just
Day?
Making them up. They're like, President's Arbor Day, Day. Fuck it. Yeah, Arbor Day. Arbor Day. Shoot them out of a tree.
Yeah. But yeah, so 10 police officers are hospitalized.
And then some real people got hurt too, or just cops?
Real people were hurt, but only one of them was hospitalized.
All right, so the cops got the worst of it.
So yeah,
they were
it's
all
standing
around the metal truck where they set off a bomb. Like geniuses.
It's really bad. It's so big.
I know.
It's such an insane. Are they just like right there?
Yeah, I think what they said was that it's supposed to be like it's like the bomb unit,
man.
Like containment truck, and it like was supposed to contain the blast. I don't know if they just like had no idea how much they were setting off.
Damn.
And they're probably just set off way too much at
once. That's great.
It's so funny.
Yep, LAPD can suck it. Go get blown up. I don't care.
If they were cool, they would have at least had the decency to say, hello, YouTube, before the explosion.
Yeah, exactly. setting off 3,000 pounds of fireworks in 1 minute in my dad's front driveway.
Gone wrong.
I got my hand blew off.
Gone sexual.
It's funny because fetish.
Steve-O's on YouTube and he has videos that are basically like that. Like he makes the YouTube face and has like a clickbait title about whatever.
Yeah, I burnt all my skin off.
Oh no! Cops react to having their limbs blown off.
Just making the soy face.
Like, it's a separate head making the soy face. Flying across the screen.
Yeah, that's fun. There should be more stories like this. Cops, if you're listening, yeah, please make more stories like this where you fucking kill yourself.
Speaking of flexing your guns, apparently Fredo Cuomo is horny on Maine. He was posting basically saying like about the apartment collapse, being like, you know, crisis has no hue of red or blue. The Surfside collapse community was warm and embracing of need, and you know, basically just jerking himself off. And somebody with like 7 followers, like that's not no exaggeration. This person was like an account made like this month with like 0 followers. Replied to him and said, "You're gonna break your," with an Uncle Ruckus avatar. replied to him and said, "You're gonna break your arm jerking yourself off." To which Fredo Cuomo fucking responds, quote tweets this like 0 follower account saying, "That how this happened? Ha ha ha. Come on, baby. You can do better than this petty BS," with just a picture of him flexing his arm.
Just his bicep.
Why is he doing this?
It doesn't look good. Like it's not that great, you know?
No,
and it's like
he does
person
like huge curls all the time.
This person literally has 7 followers and joined this month, which
legalize _LSD1. What
clearly
a king
clearly got under Chris Cuomo's skin, but also like, is it possible that Chris Cuomo has an alt where he pretends to be Uncle Ruckus and talks shit on himself for an excuse to post his own muscles?
Oh, now you're talking.
See, that sounds cool. That's like, right. Chris, I bet your dick is small. Haha, you dumbass. It's actually normal size. Take a look.
And then that guy says, "Oh, wow, it is 9 inches.
It is absolutely average sized and pretty nice looking.
Yeah, it's actually really nice and uncut, and it's 8 inches with a bone press."
Listen, guys, it's me, Bob's Burgers 69, just a random Twitter account. Chris Cuomo did actually DM me a picture of his distended ball sack. And yes, they're very impressive.
They're heavy and little. Please put that in the Facebook chat. I would like to see that. Yeah, I mean, Chris Cuomo has been doing a lot of very funny shit recently, doing a lot of police stenography, where he has on like ex-LAPD officers being like, there is a rise in crime, right? There's tons of murders happening all of the time. We went too far with this bail reform we did during the pandemic.
We defunded the police too much. Now we have to refund them double.
Yeah, it's crazy how
we didn't fucking defund the police at all.
Yeah, isn't that funny? We defunded the police too much, even though we haven't done that at all.
The other thing is like, if crime is up, why would it be up? It's like, oh, because you took away a bunch of people's like livelihood and then didn't give them any means to support themselves.
Yeah. What happened last year that would have made crime go down? I don't know. Maybe no one was working at all. And now that the crime is slightly up from last year, now you're having a panic attack about it, even though it's not even as high up as it was in 2019. Fucking who is fooled by this? How can you look at this and be like, well, guess we gotta pay for cops?
I mean, a lot of this shit's just, it's geared towards like boomers and even Gen Xers and even millennials at this point, who are like,
it's everybody.
They've spent the pandemic sitting in their fucking houses and they're like, not, you know, maybe they're not super politically engaged and they're ready to watch the news to like figure out what it's going to be like going back out there. And fucking fear boosts engagement. So whether you're CNBC or Fox News or CNN or whatever, you've got to find a way to report on like rises in crime. Are people Are people breaking the law more as they're coming back out of quarantine? More at 11. And then like people fucking tune in at 11 and then they're like, oh my God, there's so many murders. Did we defund too many police? Were there too many protests for racial justice in the streets? And they start fucking shitting themselves because they're probably somebody's fucking 36-year-old dad who hasn't been anywhere except to Walmart and his local bar for the last 3.5 years.
What if instead of rise and grind culture, it was rise and crime culture?
Mm. Rise and crime? I love that.
Rise and
more
crime,
rise
everybody.
And crimers. Yeah. More rise and crimers. Who's been listening to the Chicago police blotter today? Pretty bad stuff, huh?
Yeah, you might have seen your boy on there if you heard about someone stealing 50 iPhones.
Come out, you black and tans. It's rise and crime.
That's got to be the episode title right there.
Yeah. I mean, doing crime is the ultimate grind. Like, what better way to make money than... illegal activity.
Yeah, if you work your way up, the CIA starts knocking at your door and is like, hey, mm-hmm. we want a piece of that. Why don't you come work for us?
Yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, really, like, he's the pinnacle of rise in crime. Like, he rise and crimed his way into being a billionaire just from knowing the right people.
R.I.P.
Why would I wake up early to rise and grind when the best time to break and enter is the middle of the night? Use your noodle.
Yeah. Rise at 4 a.m. and crime.
Speaking of doing crimes, Congress... Right. Doing crimes against humanity, basically. Dianne Feinstein, who, is a fucking like multimillionaire, like has tens, probably hundreds of millions of dollars,
has listed
her house in Tahoe, California for $41 million.
God damn.
Why is this important? Everybody in Congress, insider trades. Right. If you just,
of course,
like,
why wouldn't they?
Like, you could, there's financial disclosures of what stocks they're buying, what they're selling, what bonds, whatever. Why would you not take what they do as a signal for what the market is going to do? Like, what decisions they're going to make? It's not like 1-to-1 perfect every time, because there is a degree of uncertainty due to like voting and random shit and whatever. Right. There's some RNG in this. However,
I think there's a lot of RNG.
There's some strats that these top players use to ensure that they win the economy every time. So what am I getting at here? If Dianne Feinstein is selling her house for $41 million, that means that the housing market is about to crash. And she knows that it's about to crash. And she wants to get out of this expensive ass house before it crashes.
All right, you know what I'm saying?
$5 million.
If that's the case, wouldn't you expect to see every other like ruling class person selling houses?
Well, maybe they like their, if you like your house, why don't you keep it?
But yeah,
you know what I mean? But I mean, if you like your McMansion, you can keep it.
I mean, I guess.
I don't think ruling class person like is, doesn't need one of their houses. You know what I mean? Like if they all sold them at the same time, it would be too suspicious.
I suppose.
Well, also,
so.
I don't know. Dianne Feinstein seems like she's not that savvy. So she might be one of the ones who's just like late to the boat on this.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like
no.
Everybody
she
else is already
so fucking savvy, dude.
I don't mean in comparison to you and me. I mean in comparison to her contemporaries.
No, I mean, I think that she's extremely savvy compared. Like she is she's a fucking shrewd businesswoman.
Okay, she's a shark, and like Chuck Schumer is a fish.
Like she's been doing insider trading for years.
Yeah, there was some. There was a
Twitter account, she really is kind of weird like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unusual Whales has posted a couple of things on Twitter that are like rundowns of the amount of day trades and the dollar value of the day trades that various people in government, in the Senate, in Congress have been making. And I do remember seeing her name as one of the highest. Like earners in terms of like speculative finance. It seems like she's more invested in that than she is in being a congressperson.
Absolutely.
You got to save for retirement, when she's 90 and she decides to
retire. She's already old as fuck. What the fuck could she possibly be like? What does she need $41 million for? Like, first of all, what does she need a fucking house that nice for? But like, why does she need, they keep accumulating more money. They're 90 fucking years old. These fucking Congress people, like, what the fuck do they need? Why do they need
She's getting ready to move to the great retirement residence in the sky. The floating bath shops pyramid.
Oh yeah,
the
floating
bath shops. She's gonna be there, man. I thought it'd be cool. People, it's fucking Diane Feinstein. I don't want her there.
Yeah. Speaking of, wait, Diane Feinstein. Something just happened. Speaking of the right, Team Trump, quote unquote Team Trump, the Trump's former spokesman Jason Miller launched a social media platform called Getter. G-E-T-T-R.
Get her done.
What does it mean?
Get her done.
Get her done.
But its mission statement is that it's fighting cancel culture, promoting common sense, and defending free speech, challenging social media monopolies, and creating a true marketplace of ideas.
Oh, boy. I can't that wait.
I'm logging on now, and I'm registering the username Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, do it. The app is currently in beta form and will be officially launched on July 4th. At 10 a.m.
Oh, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Beta form. What? Let me know when the app is in Sigma form.
July 4th at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. 10-4.
4-10.
4. 4 mm-hmm. plus 10 is 14. 14 divided by 2 is 7. WTC 7, World Trade Center 7, Building 7. Yep. Getter is a front for... Well, I guess those people were all just doing the same. Okay.
Get her.
This
done.
Is not new information.
Larry the Cable Guy did 9/11. Larry the Cable Guy did 9/11.
That's correct.
Todd, what's the seventh letter of the alphabet?
Q.
ABC. No. There you go. We got there. Got there.
Q.
So I just wanted everyone to know that. I will be being banned from it immediately. like when Parler was like, we're all about free speech and non-cancel culture.
How many of these are there? They never succeed. None of these ever work.
I know. Parler? And then I got banned for saying something so, so mild. I don't even remember what it was. I think it was just that someone should kill themselves.
Yeah, the internet started going downhill when you stopped being allowed to tell people to kill themselves.
Yeah, I feel like you should absolutely be able to say that.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I can just get my name. That's cool.
Oh, you're already on it?
Yeah. I'm signing up for my account. My name is Bryn on there if you'd like to follow me on Getter.
Wait, Getter? What is it? Getter.com?
I don't know. I just downloaded the app.
Yeah,
they have an app already?
Yeah.
Damn, they're miles ahead of those other ones that came out. What was the other one besides Parlor? There was another one.
Gab, I think.
Gab.
Yeah, I remember Gab. Gab was a fun time.
Yeah. So but this one is actually from a Trump guy. Like, this isn't like some
Getter is the new Vine.
Yeah, some random grifter who doesn't have anything to do with Trump. This is like actual Trump team guy. So I think this one might have a better chance of sticking around.
Downloading the new right-wing messaging app on accident because I think it's about weed, but it's actually about Roger Stone. It's called Stoner.
What should my username be? Oh wait,
Gay Trump.
Bill Cosby. Oh my God, I got Bill Cosby.
Hell yeah! There you go.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
Oh, hey, Roger underscore Stone is still available. I'll be Roger Stone.
Yeah.
Ready? Email address.
All right. Follow us all on Getter.
I might be Roger underscore Stone. I'm not sure yet.
Anyway, but speaking of
Bill Cosby,
speaking of Trump and his friends, the January 6th a debacle, can we say,
barbecue
party,
big
cool time that happened,
flash mob meetup,
flash mob, yeah,
the flash mob that happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol was cool and fun. And resulted in literally only good things, except for the state's reaction to it, which we'll get to. Doesn't need to be investigated, considering that it was perpetrated by the clandestine state, as we've said from the beginning.
Look, we're all trying to find the guy who did this.
yeah. It's a real hot dog costume moment for America. Yeah. And, it was just announced, I think, yesterday that the House established a committee to investigate, quote unquote, the Capitol attacks, quote unquote. It passed 222 to 190, meaning 190 Republicans said no.
Ooh, two Republicans said yes.
Yeah.
Can we find out who they are?
We should find out who they are.
I think one is Liz Cheney, because everyone's getting really mad at her about it.
Chelsea Clinton and Andrew and Yang.
Representative Adam Kinzinger. Who's Kinzinger?
I don't know. Kit Smiller.
There's just so many House people that it's like, who the fuck are all, any of these people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, he's a military. He's a former military guy who's like, he's a good Republican. He's like, he's a good liberal Republican.
He's one of those moderate Republicans you hear so much about, but never hear about directly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, like, okay, so they spent 4 years trying to investigate everything regarding, like, Russia, the election, fucking the Trump people, like
9/11, 3/11, 4/11.
I mean, if you think, like, CNN, MSNBC, their ratings are way down, right? They need something to drum it up. So what happens if, like, this investigation, it leads to, I don't know, like, maybe they do, like, quote unquote, uncover some crazy shit just to keep the ratings up, just to keep people, like, worried and scared that that some shit's going down, right? Are they going to, what kind of, can they use this as ammunition to, like, scream fascism for the next 4 years? I'm kind of just spitballing.
Yeah, and they're going to use it to...
The left is doing fascism. Oh, wait, no. The right is doing fascism.
Well, they're already clamping down on it. All the shit on Facebook today, people are posting, like, you may have been exposed to extremist content, and it's, like, this warning popping up on their fucking Facebook feed. And it's like, yeah, people are posting about it in the BP Facebook group, and they're like, yeah, I'm in this group.
Oh, I got that today, and I literally, after watching a video of somebody making, like, lobster mac and cheese.
Awesome.
And I gotta say, radicalized to eating animals. PETA is honestly very
upset. it was some pretty extreme lobster mac and cheese.
Look, putting lobster in mac and cheese is just unnecessary and a good indicator of Massachusetts extremism
and decadence. Liberal decadence.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But yeah, I mean, the last time I know about, I mean, the House does committees on all of these kinds of things, but, you know, the last time the House did a committee on assassinations, you know what they found? That a conspiracy happened. What fucking happened? Nothing. The House Committee on Assassinations found that JFK's murder was the result of a conspiracy. Who did that conspiracy? They can't possibly know, so don't look into it. It's like hundreds of pages long. Don't worry about it. And that's the kind of, like, the whole point of this is to get people to stop thinking about it.
Right. That's why there's a Senate committee on why the weed is so strong, and they just published a paper recently that says it just got that strong. Don't think about it anymore.
So
THC just did that.
That basically they want to sort of point it at, like, look, there seems to be some confusion around who did the, like, how this all happened and what we're doing to stop it. And so what we're going to do is we're going to get together and we're going to really look into it as the ruling class, and we're going to tell you what we want you to think. And that's the only point of it. And what it'll probably be is that Trump did it. Maybe his friend Roger Stone was involved, and there was some sort of conspiracy that involved 4chan, but we really can't know any more than that. It definitely didn't have anything to do with the CIA. It definitely didn't have anything to do with the fact that all of the Proud Boys are fucking FBI agents.
I don't know if it's going to be as detailed as that. I don't think it's going to be that nuanced, right? They're not going to, I mean, even Roger Stone, like, they wouldn't throw him under the bus. They're probably just going to throw under the bus, like, a handful of DC cops and be like, what really happened was a bunch of DC cops were Trump supporters and they let people into Congress, that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's possible. The other really, the worst actually possibility is that it might be a sort of, like, regular citizens are being radicalized by the internet, and so need to,
you know,
that's
tough.
Sort of already been the sort of thing they've been trying to push is, like, let's, you know, because Biden released that thing we talked about a couple episodes ago of, like, anybody who is, like, anti-capitalist is a terrorist. So they're trying to just, like, crack down on left-wing radicals.
I can absolutely see that. I mean, like, ideally, it would be like, okay, so the internet is radicalizing people, so we're banning the internet. That's like,
yeah, everyone I don't like on Twitter is getting banned.
Yeah, that's the dream scenario. What's really going to happen is just, like, the internet is radicalizing people, so we're going to make the internet like cable TV.
You have to pay for each channel. We're regulating each channel. Only channels that can be. Yeah, that's probably
Twitter. You're no longer allowed to post if you don't have a blue check.
If you don't have a blue check, why are you on here? Get out of here.
Yeah.
So I mean, nothing good can come of this. Probably nothing will come of it, considering the last time I remember hearing about a House committee on a research. Mm-hmm. But
I've got a feeling they'll just kind of like shunt it to the side with like some kind of meaningless like paper about their conclusions. Be like, we found out that some people were mad.
It'll be insanely long and no one will read it except for me and like a couple insane people who I follow on Twitter. Mm-hmm. What else happened this week?
They won't email my damn code for Getter. I want to get on there.
everyone's trying to get on Getter.
Yeah. Too many people are trying to get on Getter. That it's causing power outages. So the mayor of New York is sending out an amber alert to tell you to conserve power.
Yeah, this shit was so annoying.
Anytime that the fucking government or a corporate entity or utilities or whatever, they're all the same thing, tell you that like you need to conserve energy is the absolute funniest shit in the world to me, because they're just like, oh shit, we fucked up. Let's make our customers handle this shit for us.
Oh no.
And it's also like the cumulative effects of everybody in New York City trying to save a little bit of electricity is not going to equal like one better decision by the utility company.
Yeah, and like, it's like, if that's how you wanted it to do, like, why'd you set it up this way? This is like if I went to a buffet and I was... while I was getting my second plate of food, they were like, hey, we actually don't have enough food, so can everyone take a little less? And it's like, bitch, you let me pay to get as much as I want. I'm taking as much as I want. What are you talking about?
Yeah, as soon as if somebody tells me to use less power, that's when I overclock all of my Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna mine crypto till I got this Amber Alert message about not using the microwave, and now I'm mining Ethereum. Like,
well, that's the thing. I mean, it's this comes on the heels of Biden starting to do with something that's called asset recycling, where in order to pay for new infrastructure, new utility shit, new whatever, they're selling off old public assets and they're selling to them to private companies. They're privatizing old assets to pay for new ones. It's first off, money's fake. They can print as much fucking money as they want. So there's no reason for them to be doing this other than just blatantly doing privatization, right? But on top of that, this screams to me like they're setting the New York City power grid up for it's already privatized, but like they're setting shit like that up for more privatization, where it's just like
they want you to buy your electricity from the fucking Pepsi Corporation. Mm-hmm. You know?
No, I think that Con Edison has long been letting their power grid decline because they don't have any, there's no reason for them to fix it.
Yeah, there's no like market incentive.
The fact
like,
is that
be
they have shareholders to take care of, and their customers are not us. And they like to talk to the people like they're their customers. Mm-hmm. Like we're here buying a product from them and mm-hmm. not like an infrastructural need that we're going to use whether we like it or not.
Because
have to.
100% right on that. Because you're not Con Edison's customer. You're Con Edison's livestock.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are a cow. And you need to stop thinking of it as like a consumer economy. All right. Because the average like American lumpen is not a consumer. They're livestock. They are a natural. Mm-hmm. We're running low on resource extraction. We don't produce anything. We're not a manufacturing economy. We're not a productive economy. We're an economy of middlemen. So what is the raw materials that middlemen need? It's not ore out of the ground or oil or whatever. It is the they need to keep bodies moving the economy. Like instead of like
they need mouths to be open.
Just like a dairy farmer feeds a cow grass so that the cow will make milk for his dairy business. The government feeds you either money or they feed you like through, I don't know, through unemployment or through a UBI eventually, or in a roundabout way through an employer, so that you perpetuate their economy business, right? The customers of Con Edison, mm-hmm. the customers of any of these companies are not you paying for like $40 a month during the winter, and then like $300 a month during the summer when they jack up the prices during a heat wave. You're not the customer. That's peanuts. The customer is the shareholders. The customer is the people making millions, doing like insane transactions we can't even understand, moving money around the like stock market shell game. And the people that are like putting peanuts into the system, being supplied like an amount of electricity that can go to zero as soon as they need to ration the grid, they're just fucking livestock.
I mean, that's why they want us all to go back to work in fucking office buildings, you know, for a load of reasons, but not least of all because the commercial and industrial real estate market is about to fucking collapse. And the only thing that can save it is people working in soulless office buildings. And it's like, we don't want to do that. Let
or commercial
collapse.
Real estate being made into homes, made into shitty, like shitty apartments at the mall.
Well, that's they're afraid that they're going to have to sell their office buildings and their factories and their malls and shit at rock bottom fucking prices compared to what they bought them for. And honestly, fucking good. They should have to. Those should be converted into living spaces like you're talking about. Exactly.
I want to live
but they won't let that happen.
I want to live in an old EB Games.
Well, where I guess it's like you just have like the big, huge, like mess sink in the back, and then like a drain, and that's where you shit and piss, and then
living in an old Chuck E. Cheese's, and just like modifying the animatronic robots so that they play Dope Smoker all day, every day.
Just sleeping just inside those ball pit tubes you crawl through, lying down in the ball pit.
I feel like I've fallen asleep in there as a kid.
I think you could. Yeah, yeah. You probably would feel very claustrophobic now.
No, terrifying. No, in the tubes. No.
Those like tubes you cross through. I always like those. Yeah. Which is really weird to look back on. Just like we were crawling around inside like a filthy tube with a bunch of other children.
Literally,
but it was a blast.
One time I was crawling around in one of the tubes and there was like, I think this was in a Discovery place in LA. And there was like one tube that was sort of just like always sort of empty that everyone knew was like the secret, like you could go and like talk to somebody secretly or something. And I was like going over there and there was just like right in the middle, just like a human adult shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
And not like not like
a child
pee,
size shit.
No pee
somehow.
Just like it looked like someone had like picked up, like someone had shit in their hand and then just like placed it there.
Fuck yeah.
And it struck me like a horror movie, you know? Like
yeah,
it wasn't
absurd.
It wasn't just like the disgust was so high that it immediately rose to fear.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no! Oh my God.
Did you ever
I just,
find
like,
out
oh.
what happened? Like tell your mom? Or
I
anything?
Told people and there was like a fucking like fire department. In my mind, like a whole like team came in like hazmat suits.
Oh,
like, I was like, there's shit in there. And everybody like,
shit?
Rushed to attention.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I'd like to live there.
They just add some porta potties and then that won't happen.
That doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they're
crawling around in a bunch of plastic tubes and then shitting in one of the corners is like, that's what it's like to be a ferret, you know? That's literally.
Yeah.
That's
just
like
a hamster.
Living like a gerbil. Like, yeah.
time to go rat mode.
Is the collapse.
What were we going to
Is the collapse of the housing market and all of the markets already happening? Like,
well, I don't know if the housing market is necessarily collapsing, but like everything is so fucked up right now that like it's just volatile. Like stuff is up one day and down the next.
And it's supported by finance capital, right? Like brokerage firms and hedge funds and stuff have gotten into using real estate, be it single family homes or more commercial industrial stuff. And they're using it as a speculative finance thing right now. So they're like, in doing so, they're pumping a bunch of money into the market and keeping the prices of things high that should already be dipping right now. So theoretically, what that will do is create an even bigger crash when it does eventually bust. But like, everything's running on a wish and a dream right now. So it seems like the rules are kind of different than they usually are. Who knows? Prices might stay the fucking same. It's hard to tell.
Prices probably won't go down. Like, there will be a crash, but like, commodities prices will go through the roof because of hyperinflation, because the regime will just print money, and real estate prices will not go down, because if they went down, then like giant equity firms could just buy more houses.
Right.
I was listening to the three-part Elon Musk series that TruAnon just did, and they were talking about how Tesla is just like everything, that it's like bizarro world where like when Tesla falls, it'll mean the entire economy falls, because it'll just be like they'll take down the entire fucking market with it, because they're, it doesn't make any sense. Like they don't even have a real product. So it seems like we're in topsy turvy land now. And I don't know what the key factors will be. Like it feels like we're in 2006 again, you know, where it's like something smells weird and like everything is going odd. I feel like people were mostly completely sideswiped by the 2008 collapse.
Mm-hmm. But people who like knew about finance and stuff were like, I mean, that's why.
But I do recall like happening. in early 2007, people being like, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like all the conditions were there. It just like they hadn't actually like reached the level of prices in the market or whatever.
In the past month, maybe 2 months, I've seen like a dozen people I know in their late 20s, early 30s. Being like, I bought a house, like that's not a good sign. Interest rates are low, but if you're buying right now, you're probably paying 30 to 40 grand. I mean, if you're buying a starter home, you know, unless you're in like an insane metro, you're probably paying 30 to 40 grand. If you're like in like LA or San Francisco or Seattle or New York, you're probably paying like 100 over asking just to get a place, because there's so much competition. Shit is insane.
Good luck getting anything out in the country for cheap anymore either. Like rural fucking Michigan, like middle of fucking nowhere, homes that are fixer uppers are starting at like 70 and 80 grand.
Yeah. I've had like,
it's fucked.
I've had like multiple friends. Let's see. Four, I think, people I know personally, like a group of friends, all moved to like the same neighborhood in upstate New York. Like they all bought houses.
Hell yeah.
Don't
get me wrong. I think moving to the same neighborhood and leaving a shitty city so that you can like be with a bunch of people in like a neighborhood that's not as expensive, that's cool. Don't do it like the week before the economy crashes. That's a bad idea.
But when is it? When is it? I mean, I feel like that's what we're saying, right? Like, it's like, this is a big, like, tell that, like, something is off, right? Like, the economy is in this weird, like, floating state where, like, there isn't based on anything. And
I had a weird thought, right, in the shower the other day. I do all my thinking. Right. On one hand, yes, private equity firms are buying up single family homes and turning them into rentals. However, even though there's like thousands, probably maybe millions of different property portfolios, even like small rental companies that own like 10, 50, 100 units in a town, compared to like BlackRock, who owns, you know, tens of thousands of homes. Right. Like they couldn't possibly be buying every home. So. And also, like, if the plan was truly like a, you know, World Economic Forum agenda, Great Reset, own nothing and be happy shit right away, which I think that's the plan, like in the long run, don't get me wrong, 10, 20 years from now, yes.
Pretty old,
I don't think it's happening right now. If it were actually happening right now, I don't think the media would be saying BlackRock is buying all these homes, right? Because like the outlets that like libs read, like mainstream, they're reporting on BlackRock and other private equity firms and property portfolios buying up homes. If the plan was to like buy up all the homes and turn the country into a renter colony tomorrow, then they wouldn't be reporting it, because who owns like the media? It's the elites, the same people that are buying properties, right? What I think is. And like, I don't get me wrong, I do think that that's happening, but on a slower time scale. I think that the reason they're allowing there to be a media circus about it is to prop up the hype of house buying even more, right? So people think,
right,
oh my God, BlackRock is going to buy my dream house if I don't buy it right now. So I'm going to pay like $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 over asking price get into this underwater mortgage, because as soon as the housing market even corrects a tiny bit, I'll be underwater, because the majority of these people are not putting, you know, 20, 25% down, right? They're putting like 3, 4, 5% down.
Yep.
So literally as soon as the value of their house goes down even a slight bit in a correction, they're fucking underwater in their mortgage, right? And like, that's another thing, right? Like down payments, right? Our parents were able to put like 20% down on a house easy, because houses cost half as much, right? Now it's like, it, you know, unless you're literally buying like a trailer in the middle of nowhere, it is insanely hard to, like, where are you, if you're even a $200,000 house, where are you going to find 40 grand to put 20% down, right?
As a fucking millennial. All of the $40,000 and $50,000 trailers are in communities that charge $400 and $500 a month lot rent anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't really own the place, et cetera. It's really a fucked up situation. Yeah, I'll be lucky when we buy a house, if we do it next year, we'll be lucky to put 10% down.
You gotta buy a Dodge Astro van with a wizard painted on the side from a guy named Seth.
I'm just going to walk into a Bass Pro Shops with a Sovereign Citizen note from myself and be like, this is mine now. That's the plan.
This is your politics, right? Bass Pro Shop, yeah, motherfuckers. Yeah.
Just grabbing all the camo gear off the wall and just like making a little like lean-to out of it, like out of a camo jacket, just like making a little tent in the corner for yourself.
All the Oath Keepers pop out of the ground like John Bon Jovi. With their all armed, be like, get out. We already own this place.
Yeah. Look, Bass Pro Shops doesn't fly the fringed flag. It flies the, you know, should fly the 47 star flag.
All right. Well, that, on that note, let's get out of here before we break the economy ourselves. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's been good to talk with you. This has been BB Bledis. Please follow us on Twitter at WeedPod, which is where we are. We need more followers there. Listen to my other show, Generation Loss. Listen to John's show, Work Stoppage. You can hang out with us on Facebook at BB Bledis Mids Posting, and we will see you in the Discord. Farewell.
Be on, y'all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Be on. Ooh.